Good morning. Good morning. Happy Sunday. Welcome to Backspin Golf. So much to talk about, as always. It's going to be a great show. Our buddy, Jeff Babineau, was at the PGA Championship. He was at Bellerive, standing right next to the 18th green as Tiger finished. And we'll talk to him about the experience of the whole week being there. And he's written some incredible columns for PGA.com. For years, he was with Golf Week. Just a great writer and a friend of the show. And so we'll hear his thoughts on the week that was at the PGA Championship. My buddy Matt Saturnus will join us a little later from Plugged In Golf. And before I talk to my buddy here, good morning, Chris Mascaro. Peeps, you want to hear a great golf podcast? Next on the Tee with Chris Mascaro. I bet nobody's ever said his name like that. And I bet nobody ever will again. But now, Perry French. I don't know if you recognize that.
Yes, I do.
That was the beginning.
Young at heart.
Very good, yes, Mr.
And
French.
I am young at heart, so thank you.
Yes, that's you good. Are.
Yeah.
Sometimes too young at heart, like a third grader.
Yes. And are we talking about the Yankees again?
Thanks for joining us. I'll see you next week. That is just wrong. This is a golf show, okay?
Yes, we're getting excited talking about the PGA Championship, the week that was.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a week that was. The storylines were phenomenal. And the golf was phenomenal.
Yes, it was.
It was amazing to see. Brooks Koepka just keep it together. It looked like he was going to give it up and then just reels off three birdies in a row. Then
yeah.
hits a four iron. The shot that got me was that four iron on
what,
16.
253 yards?
Yeah, it's that off. Just
feet?
On an absolute rope to 8 feet, yeah. Sticks it, and then he makes the putt.
Just
to say, hey, I can get this
yeah,
putt.
Well, yeah.
Wow.
I know.
And Tiger playing from every place on the golf course except the fairway.
Except where you're supposed to play from?
Yeah.
I'll say it again. I've said it a couple of times now. Nick Faldo had the exact correct line.
Okay.
Anybody else would have shot 74, not 64 that day.
It was vintage Tiger. The way he played back in his heyday. He could hit it all over the lot. He probably drove a little better back in his heyday, but he definitely was on amazing track with the putter. Was phenomenal. 10 putts in the first 9 holes, up and down to save some pars. Had 2 putts lip out that, you know,
could have changed a lot of things.
The putt on one that didn't go in to start the round was and then he just, well, the average, his first 6 birdies, and I told you this when we were talking about it early in the week, his first 6 birdies, total cumulative feet of putts made was 36.
Yeah.
So the math is pretty simple.
Six
feet. Foot on average for his birdie putts. That's hitting it pretty close. Yeah, it was phenomenal. It was really.
If you do that a couple of times in a round, it's pretty good. You'd think, boy.
If you hit to 6 feet twice in a round, you're pretty happy.
You are.
Not to have 6 birdies cumulative from 6 feet.
For the last year.
Wow.
Anyway.
So, it was really, really cool to see. The crowds were great crowds that really maybe pulled for Tiger a little too much. But, just what happens.
And here's the thing. They all Brooks Koepka recognized it.
Yeah.
Tiger's the reason that he's playing golf.
And let's just jump back to, to the Arnold Palmer years when Arnold was getting all that favoritism and the roars in the crowd and the pull for. The rest of the guys knew it, but the reason
even Jack knew it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So it's really pretty neat to see this, kind of reincarnate itself. And watching it like millions of people as the viewership was up 70% on Sunday.
Correct.
That's a Tiger effect.
Yes.
I remember having a conversation 6-7 years ago when Tiger was invisible and with some golf professional friends, and we said, who out there on the tour moves a needle?
Right.
And the first name we said was still Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
I mean, when's he going to come back? How's his back? If all those things. He's not here. He's not playing this week. It's the fourth major he's missed in a row. It was all the things that he still moved the needle more than Luke Donald is the number one player in the world.
Right.
And which here, he was.
Here's
amazingly.
The thing, too, is that his last major victory was 10 years ago.
Wow.
10 years ago.
Yep.
And in that 10 years, think of everything that's happened to him. His mm-hmm. life gets wrecked. Not mm-hmm. his golf life, his life.
Mm-hmm.
He's had 8 surgeries.
Right.
8, including a spinal fusion surgery. Now, we're not talking about having spinal fusion so that your life, quality of life is okay.
Correct.
Like you can get in the car without hurting. You can.
Right.
And
you
any walk. Other sport. Yeah. Too. You're talking about golf, which right. involves twisting and turning.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's gone through all of that. For him, a year ago, we say it all the time, we didn't know if he'd ever play again,
mm-hmm.
ever.
Mm-hmm.
To go from all of that to where he was on Sunday.
Right. I remember him playing in the Bahamas last December.
The Hero World Challenge.
The Hero World
right?
Challenge. And yeah. it was like, let's see what it's like. And it was, you know, it was pretty rough.
Yeah.
Pretty rough. But he made some good. I think, in fact, I mean, he may have led the field in birdies that week, but he
right.
he led it
in
bogeys too.
Yeah.
So it was a unique say to see him in the field and playing, but you knew there was he was a long ways. But in 10 months, he's covered up those.
Right.
Not even 10 months, nine
well,
months.
The interesting thing to me was his press conference afterwards. First of all, we all know he's a totally different Tiger
sure.
than he's ever been.
Yeah.
As Mikey has said on the show during the week, Tiger's arrogance was what always turned – now, this is Mikey
yeah.
speaking.
Yeah, and that's –
was what always turned him off. To see him on that bridge – acknowledge the crowd, that whole scene
mm-hmm.
there
mm-hmm.
never would have happened with the old Tiger. And him finishing second would have been the worst possible outcome to him. He'd rather miss a cut than finish second normally.
Right.
What his joy at what he did, even though he was 2 shots back, mm-hmm. his joy at having arrived at this point, and to hear him talk about a year ago, he said, I didn't have a swing.
Right.
I had no speed. I had no anything.
Right. And we've seen at parts of this year that his ball speed and clubhead speeds were exceeding wherever he was. And just a phenomenal
to watch
comeback.
Him,
yeah.
We said it at Carnoustie. Carnoustie. You know that golf course,
yeah,
Carnoustie?
Yeah, it's next, right next to Carnoustie.
Correct. It's the old course at Carnoustie. That shot from the bunker where he was up against the lip.
Yeah.
That torque and whip and that. And then to see, for example, when he hit it in the hazard on
17. Yeah, it was.
And he was there, the amount, the speed that he had to go through that ball just to get
right.
it into
And he had done it earlier in that round on 5.
Right.
He did he was off to a fast start. He had a really poor iron shot mm-hmm. that left him in. And he muscled that iron up, 9-iron up to the front where he got had made a heck of an
yeah.
up and down. That was to get advance the ball that far, to hit it that far, he literally had to swing
yeah.
so hard.
Right. And that's with a fused back.
Right. And he's
I watched
not in he's not in the traction today. So you know, so that's a good thing.
I watched this week on Golf Channel, they were showing, as they often do, the 2008
right.
US Open from Torrey Pines.
Mm-hmm.
And to see what he did with, basically, he had no leg.
Right.
It went not only the entire final round, but a playoff. And for him to win, I'm just sitting there watching that whole thing again and going, this guy has always been otherworldly, always.
Sure,
and
sure.
he's doing it again.
Well, yeah, in that event there, he walked 72 holes on a torn ACL
right.
of some sort.
Right.
To some
just
level.
Just saying that.
Just walking 72 holes of golf,
right.
not competing to try to win, just
right.
to do that. But no, he walked another 18 and then the extra hole
right.
to the
and
sun
swinging.
Hole. And playing and
yeah.
just and playing phenomenal.
Anyway.
He has a, well, I mean, he is the phenomenon that he was back in the
right.
heyday.
I sure hope he makes the Ryder Cup team.
Is there a chance?
I really hope Jim Furyk.
Come on, Jim.
Yeah, we were just talking about this.
Yeah,
the coyness of Jim Furyk at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some protocol to follow now.
Sure.
And it's changed,
yeah.
which is a great thing.
Sure.
4 captains' picks, 3 of which will be made in a couple of weeks.
Right after the second tour FedEx Cup tournament, which will be at the Dell Technologies in Boston. So
And then
Tuesday, which is Labor Day weekend, Tuesday.
And then that the tour championship, the week of the tour championship, he will make his final pick.
The Monday after the third one, he'll have this fourth.
Right.
One.
So and the, we'll know, he will name the team as obviously that last captain's pick. And that's great because now you really are getting the guys that are playing the best.
The adjustments that have been made back when the Ryder Cup committee was formed two Ryder Cups ago, 4+ years now, 6 years, was necessary. And it really needed to be done to have the best players playing their, you know, who are playing the best and not just be on, a, I don't want to say antiquated, but certainly a system that didn't have the same merit with the way the tour schedule is.
And, absolutely.
And really the players who are so close in their competitiveness, this from 1 to 25 or 30, geez Louise, I mean.
They could all be.
Right, and the guy who's at 70th, didn't Billy Horschel win the tour championship? And I think he started in about 75th spot that year.
Yes.
What happened? He won two events.
Yes.
Won the FedEx Cup. So there's a lot of great players out there. And it's more fun to be able to see this play out and let their play be the reason. And the guy who's sitting there on the fence knows he's got to show up this week to get it, to get his, earn his spot on the team. And that's a fun thing.
Here's an interesting thought, too. Everybody's talking about this is the first time since 93 that Phil Mickelson has not automatically qualified for a Ryder Cup.
Right.
First time since 93. And he's playing. He's missing cuts, and he's not playing well at all.
No, that's not the last two and a half majors.
Okay. Yeah. Now, all of a sudden, just hypothetically, I think he's going to the playoffs, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes. He's in the playoffs. He's actually in points. He's in the top 12.
Okay.
So
let's say he goes and he plays pretty well the first week and a little better the second week, and then he wins the third week or wins the tour championship.
Well, the winning tour championship would already have been picked, right?
He'll
be picked.
Yeah.
He's picked the week
up. Okay, so the first
up.
Three, right.
So if he were to win one of the three FedEx events, of course he's in.
Yeah.
I think
here's the other thing we didn't mention. It used to be two captains' picks.
Correct. It was started out was 10 plus the two.
This is much better.
No, it's much again, better. And they did weight the points are weighted on year two of the what is the Ryder Cup year?
Yeah, but
year.
It's
but
still not.
Still, there's a lot of players who were getting in the Ryder Cup that hadn't won in a year.
Here's the other perfect example: Webb Simpson, who is playing some great golf. He's playing some great golf, and he is the eighth pick.
Yeah, he's in.
Pick.
He's in.
And that's great.
He finished sixth at the PGA. That got him into the top eight. And
yep.
Good for him. Great for him. Because his golf game, again, the putter ruling two years ago had affected him very much so. And he has fought and made it back to being an elite player.
Yeah.
An elite player.
Right.
And that's where he's going to be in the Ryder Cup team.
And he's the kind of guy – like Matt Kuchar.
Yeah, and Matt's in that mix
I'm hoping he plays really well.
Right.
Because
it's kind of fun. You get the pull for the players that like yourself. You're going to say, hey, what's this? Well, Matt Kuchar plays well. We'll see him on the Ryder Cup.
And those guys, Webb Simpson, Matt Kuchar, like a Zach Johnson, the same. They are very steady and in the format of the Ryder Cup in some of those matches, like alternate shot or best, even best ball. If you know they're going to make a par, you can go for it.
The Ryder Cup this year, from both sides, the players are going to be phenomenal.
It's going to be. And I'm really
– should be the best ever as far as skill of players.
Absolutely.
The quality of,
on
of
both
the 12
sides.
On 12.
And I'm really glad it's in Europe.
This will be a huge challenge.
I am really glad it's in Europe. Paris, no less.
Yes.
So we get to see all the shots of Paris.
And it'll be morning golf, too. It'll be morning.
Yes, it will.
It'll be Saturday and Sunday morning, which is always.
All right. Next week, I want to talk to you about some new Cleveland wedges.
Yes, sir.
Here's a little tease for all of you listening. This is a big deal, especially for an elite wedge player like myself.
Absolutely.
I've been waiting for these for a long time. Why are you smiling at me like that?
I'm liking the tease.
I know. There's a little balloon over your head that just said really what you thought. Yeah. Thanks, Perry French.
Thanks, Matthew.